Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing mild weather, with comfortable temperatures across major cities. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a bit of cloud cover, but remains pleasant. Haifa is basking in sunshine, offering a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a pedestrian about 25 years old was killed by a vehicle near the Movil interchange in the north. This report is coming from Israel Hayom, just in. Also, Palestinians express deep suspicions over Hamas's announcement to dissolve its government in Gaza. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also this hour, Israel's government has taken a step toward authoritarianism by rejecting a binding Supreme Court ruling. This update comes from the foreword from earlier today. Separately, the IDF struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza. JNS reported that at least one Hamas member was killed in the operation from earlier today. And finally, more than 70 million Christians are expected to join a global prayer event for Israel. This comes from I-24 News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reports, just minutes ago, that Egypt-led mediators see Hamas's decision to dissolve its Gaza government as positive but insufficient, without disarmament. In a post from earlier today, Visegrad 24 highlights a shocking video in France involving a political advisor advocating for population replacement, causing significant controversy. Hussein Abdul Hussein notes the Egyptian soccer coach's comments on the world's silence over Gaza, questioning why Egypt isn't taking more decisive action. Now for more on those stories, starting with a tragic accident near the Movil interchange. Israel Hayom reports that a pedestrian around 25 years old was struck by a vehicle on Route 77. Despite rescue efforts, the individual was pronounced dead at the scene. This incident raises ongoing concerns about road safety in the region. Turning to the news from Gaza, the Jerusalem Post highlights deep suspicions among Palestinians regarding Hamas's announcement to dissolve its government. A senior official in Ramallah stated that Hamas hasn't truly ended its rule. This skepticism underscores ongoing distrust and challenges in achieving political stability in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Forward reports on a significant shift in Israeli governance. For the first time since its founding, Israel's government has rejected a Supreme Court ruling. This move stirs fears of increasing authoritarianism and raises serious questions about the future of democratic institutions in Israel. The strike in northern Gaza, reported by JNS, targeted 5 terrorists, including a member of Hamas's Nukba force. This military action follows heightened tensions in the region, aiming to curb militant activities. The operation could further escalate the conflict, affecting civilians in the area. Finally, as reported by I-24 News, millions of Christians worldwide are expected to participate in a prayer event for Israel. This massive gathering highlights the global support for Israel and its significance in international religious communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the tax authority has started revoking tax benefits for dozens of yeshivas following an attorney general directive. This could impact funding for these religious institutions. Separately, CTech explores misconceptions in the tech industry. Israeli startup leaders argue that popular beliefs about AI and innovation often miss key nuances, emphasizing a need for deeper understanding. And finally, Globes reports that Migdal is investing in real estate company Guy and Doron Levy. The insurance company is buying a 14% stake, valuing the company at over 2 billion shekels, signaling confidence in the real estate sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.